This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with several of my colleagues from the Yak world. Yes, the Yakkers are here in force to go through the list from Talkers Magazine of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that are connected to those stories. That's what the discussion is about, because the research at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, would indicate that these are the big stories. The folks at Talkers listen to the key radio stations, the key programmers, the key hosts around the country to find out what the heck is going on. So here to help me discuss it, or actually I'm going to let these two discuss it, and I'll chime in once I get them going. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Clever choice of call letters there. I don't know how they came up with those, but somebody had to have stayed up all night figuring that one out. And then there's Victoria Jones in from the D.C. Radio Company. Most people think that means District of Columbia, but you and I both know, Jensen, it means direct current. She's directly connected to the world of what's going on in Washington, so we then should begin probably with number one. Sometimes I start at the bottom, number 10, and go to the top, and then sometimes we just, it seems that the work this week on impeachment, the inquiry, fever growing, it screams for conversation for the traditional, the real hardcore news talk radio stations that are mostly right of center, that may or may not like this. There are reasons for Republicans to like this, reasons for Republicans not to like this. Stock market, other things, there are all kinds of things that blow in the wind. The thing that impresses me about this, if that's the right word, the thing that bothers me, is it is a complete and utter waste of time, waste of taxpayer dollars, which offends me, frankly. I would vote against anybody. If I were in a district where someone voted to impeach Trump, this is just my value because I'm interested in actually fiscal sanity and soundness, plus the fact these people ought to be getting something done, and they aren't doing a damn thing except trying to get rid of Trump. What does that do for their constituents? Unless you're a hardcore Trump hater, it doesn't do a damn thing. It doesn't do anything for anybody except create media mayhem, which now seems to be, on every street corner. It sounded like the old days when the barker was on the corner of the street, hair ye, or get your nose, or whatever it is. All right. So, Victoria, as you are in the District of Columbia, have your ear to the rails there, even though the metro is not as good as it used to be. It's still on the rails. Are we going
delay
to go
on
off
the red line the all weekend? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Good for you. So, are we going to be off as the presidency, the country off the rails with all of this foolishness? Because that's what it is. It's just theater. It's political theater.
Well, it isn't political theater.
That's your opinion.
I'm telling you, it's not political theater from a national security point of view. It is political theater from a television point of view, and it might be political theater in other aspects. So it's multifaceted. It's pronged.
Okay, I'll buy that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's pronged. Yeah. It's a great word.
Victoria, if I may, one reason many of us feel it is political theater is you go back to 2000. Oh, you didn't finish. I'm sorry. Go right ahead. Okay.
But feel free to interrupt, and I'll come back.
Like you did. Well done.
Help yourself. All right. So political theater, yes or no? I suppose we can start with that.
I'll tell you this. It is going to take over, although Congress is going on a 2-week recess, but that won't stop the chatter.
What do you mean 2-week recess? They just went back after 2 weeks.
They wore themselves out.
Oh, my God.
Come on. This was hard.
What a joke.
This was hard. Come on. You are
Victoria,
just tough on them.
If I may, Victoria, here's why a lot of us think it is political theater. You, everybody, I think, is coming to the realization and the knowledge that back in December of 2018, the Ukrainian court decided that they had indeed interfered illegally in the U.S. election by going along with President Obama's request to interview a GOP political operative, Paul Manafort, and then leaking what they discovered to the New York Times. So we see this, oh my gosh, Trump asked Ukraine to look into corruption and a Democratic, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. And many of us look at this thinking like, wow, that's exactly what Obama did in asking the Ukrainian government to look into corruption involving a Republican. Yeah, and in addition, you also have Joe Biden on YouTube saying, bragging to the Council of Foreign Relations, yeah, I withheld $1 billion until they fired the prosecutor. And that prosecutor was investigating Burisma, the natural gas company employing his son, Hunter. I think the real casualty out of this is going to be Joe Biden's campaign. But if you disagree, I'd love to hear why.
Well, that's the point of it, of course, isn't it? And you're very on point with the Republican talking points. So well done. Well done.
Don't do that to me. I was reporting on that with John Solomon. Was reporting back in January of this year.
Please. Doug's question, what is going to be different about this from normal impeachment investigations, if such a thing can be said to exist, is that because the House Intelligence Committee is going to be taking a large part of this, some of this is going to be happening behind closed doors. So whereas you might expect a lot of these hearings to be on the telly, some of this is actually going to be happening with what we'll be seeing is a large door shut. And so it's rather going to take away from the drama. And I don't think that the TV producers have taken that into account yet, that the stuff we're not going to know.
Well, what's the purpose of doing it? This is the public's business, according to them. So how dare they have their hearings behind closed doors? It's so obvious what's going on here. It's directly driven by politics. We don't gang up on one another because we're all gentle people and we have maybe different points of view. But under the circumstances, I think that Rick is correct in that whether Trump's guilty of something or not, not the question. Has this been done before? Are these people in glass houses throwing stones? Yes, yes, yes. All right.
If I may, Doug, I have a friend, Jeff Furman, who is a great political prognosticator, 92% success rate in calling all sorts of Senate elections around the country, even before the primaries. And he suggested this. He suggested that one goal of this from the Democrats might not be Trump. It might be actually the 21 to 22 Republican seats that are going to be defended in the 2020 elections. If they can, in those states like Kentucky, for example, disparage the Republicans who are tight with Trump enough, the Democrats might be able to turn those seats. And I thought, wow, that's an interesting idea.
It's all politics, and the public's not being served. Up next, the UN General Assembly and what went on in New York this week, number 4 on the countdown. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen here on our weekly overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio according to a survey done by Talkers Magazine. Here's a survey that I have done among people of all ages. I have conversations. I asked, people who call my program or maybe I talk to on Facebook or social media about losing weight, what's the best way to lose weight? Well, there are a lot of great diets around, a lot of crash diets, a lot of unhealthy things you can do to lose the weight. You're supposed to the idea of having the right weight attached to your body so you'll be healthy. But yet a lot of the things that are out there for you to do or use to lose weight are just downright dangerous. Not the case with Kellitrin. Safe, safe, safe. Natural, natural, natural. Healthy, healthy, healthy. Kellitrin, Kellitren. I invite you to go to their website, Kellitren.com, and to check out the ingredients. You'll find that they're all natural. They do not tell you that you'll lose all the weight overnight, because you won't. The honest way of taking care of your body is to lose weight gradually and then to keep it off, and that's what Calitrin does. You take it consistently, and then you'll feel much more in touch with your body. Watch as the weight goes away, a little bit here, a little bit there. Number one ingredient is collagen, and that's responsible for healthy, lean muscle. Push the fat out, lose the weight, and stay on the program for 4, 5, 6 months. So your body starts remaking collagen, which is really the lifeguard when it comes to weight and weight loss. Collagen is the protein. 30% of your body is made of it, and we stop making it when we're in our 20s. So this jump starts it. You're working again with your body to lose the weight. Go to Calitrin.com. Special deal, big sale right now. You go to Calitrin, Calotren.com. You'll get free shipping using the DJV code, fabulous pricing, and then the satisfaction after 4, 5, 6 months of losing the weight and knowing you're going to keep it off. Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. Find out all about it at Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code for free shipping and the big sale item. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com. And the code is DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the UN General Assembly, one of the items number four on this week's story list from Talkers Magazine on the countdown, the UN General Assembly, U.S. President, well, all the countries are there, focus on that 19, was she 19, that young lady? 19 years old, right? Who caused
she's
the...
younger than that.
Is she younger
Greta
than
Thunberg.
That?
I believe she's 17.
It's 17,
yeah. 16 okay. or 17, yeah.
So what do you both make of that? What did you think of her and what the response was from the director of the UN? Is it just pandering to kids because adults seem to like to think that they want to show that they're listening to kids, sort of? Or is this really something that people will pay attention to and will have some impact?
I don't know if it'll have any impact because the adults haven't done anything so far. But why not listen? I mean, they are the ones who are going to inherit the earth, and so are their children. So why not listen? We don't listen to each other, do we?
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
Nobody listens to anybody unless they agree. I agree with what she said. Otherwise, I'll turn the radio off. There seemed to be a certain amount of pandering there. Rick, what do you think?
Yeah, and I have callers who were actually asking, gosh, is this at least bordering on child abuse? I mean, this young lady is actually passionate and scared and frightened. And yet I've talked with PhD climatologists on really both sides, or there's four different sides of this, and there doesn't seem to be any real true consensus. So they're frightening the children.
Yeah,
I think that's what a lot of people think.
It's kind of scary when you look at what happens to the rise in the water level. 21 after the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Continuing on now with an overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of September 23rd to the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and Victoria Jones in here with us from the D.C. Radio Company. We're sort of cherry-picking some of these things to get the different point of view. We don't always get through all 10 of them. Sometimes
we get
bogged.
Can we just acknowledge something?
Yes, we may.
That everybody wants to rule the world is one of the greatest songs of all time.
I agree with you 100%. Yes.
Thank you.
And the fact that Ginger Baker from Cream is in rather precarious straits at the moment. He's 80 years old in a hospital in England. He and Eric Clapton, the founding members of Cream. I'm showing my age, yeah. I guess. I was a disc jockey when their music first came out. And it really, I didn't get what I was hearing at the time. I was listening, but you don't ever, without historical perspective, realize what something, anything does in terms of history. But in my estimation, there are two things to take away from that. I don't want to digress too much, but there are people talking about this week.
Yeah.
Cream really was the intro group for what is modern rock, and followed very closely by the Moody's, the Moody Blues. They were all friends. They came from the same basic area, kind of like the Beatles in a sense. They came from the working area, Manchester, Birmingham, and England. I think you know that, what I'm talking about, certainly Victoria, because I think you came from one of those cities. Didn't you come from Birmingham?
Liverpool.
Where did you come?
No, not Birmingham. I came from Liverpool.
Liverpool.
And that is the root of rock and roll.
Well, the Beatles are not really rock and roll. The Beatles were so unique. There's just music. Their thing is revolutionized music, period. I think more specifically looking at what the result was of these guys. If there is a better guitar player around than Clapton, I don't know who it is. Maybe a couple of the session musicians that were in Nashville or that we are, by the way, learning much more about. Isn't it fascinating the amount of attention people are paying to that PBS special it's a very, I mean, I'm talking about something that will capture you. It's Americana. It's not just about country music. It's about the history of this country. Ken Burns did a fabulous job in capturing what the moods were, who the people were. I don't know if you're watching it, but if you haven't seen it, maybe you ought to catch up on it. And I'm going to digress and then I'll stop. The other thing from the entertainment world. We don't talk enough about entertainment, I don't think, here. If there's a better movie around than Downton Abbey, I don't know where it is.
I can't wait.
So I won't be a spoiler, but there is the last scene. There are four or five trails.
Wait a minute, just a second.
Five different trails, different ideas, different thoughts, different things that will trail into the next movie, including my prediction is the first frame in the next Downton Abbey movie will be a funeral. Okay, that's all I'll say. That's it. Great stuff, though. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the situation with Iran and the U.S., I fail to see what Iran thinks they're going to get out of all of this. What am I missing here? And I thought the guy that ran Iran, not the Ayatollah, he's a nutbird, and he's just a crazy lunatic, kind of like a couple other leaders in the world. Boris is one. I think he's a nutbird as well. But I don't get what they think is going to happen. How they're going to benefit from blowing up a petroleum? I just don't see what they think they're going to get. What am I missing?
And now making a big deal about releasing the British tanker and such. I guess what they're getting is they're not getting bombed. Maybe that's what their goal is to stretch their muscles, not have retribution, and then see how much farther they can go. I don't know. Victoria, have you been studying this?
Yeah, I have been studying this, and it's puzzling, but there's more than one power source in Iran.
Well, yeah, there are. There are a couple. Yeah. And the age is a big factor in all of that, I think. That's really something. Maybe you see it in politics everywhere, but very demonstrative there. 28 after on the Talk Radio Review.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants to know who on the White House staff told a whistleblower about his conversation with the president of Ukraine in July, which has sparked a whistleblower complaint accusing Trump of pressuring the Ukrainian president to investigate former VP Joe Biden. That complaint now at the center of an impeachment inquiry, and Trump has compared the leaker to a spy. Meanwhile, Democratic candidate Senator Kamala Harris says the New York State bar should be investigating Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, for his role in that phone call.
I'm actually calling on the IG and the State Department to actually investigate and figure out who in the State Department was in cahoots or was facilitating Giuliani's interactions with Ukrainian officials.
She was speaking on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Returning now to those thrilling days of this week, the return of our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, very unique concept, unique program, with two unique voices here at the moment, maybe three if I include myself, Rick Jensen, WDEL, and Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Now, let's move into the area of healthcare.
Ah.
A lot of discussion, number eight this week. Is a focus of something I'm very close to, the vaping situation, the deaths. Two more people have died from vaping-related illnesses. This is a national disgrace, in my opinion. The opioid epidemic, what people have done to themselves, what the drug companies have encouraged. And now we have these vaping outfits. The thing that really bugs me about this is the double standard. The state of Massachusetts this week put the sale of all vaping products on hold. They did not put cigarettes on hold. So cigarettes, tobacco products, chewing tobacco, all that stuff. Anybody can buy that stuff. You're supposed to be 21 to buy it, but we all know that's a joke. And so with the vaping thing, one wonders how it is. I mean, I understand how this got started. Juul, probably the first company that went out marketing this stuff, a way for you to stop smoking or stop having the impact of nicotine. And then the vaping, these capsules or cartridges, whatever you call them, they're put in there, have cherry flavor and lemon flavor and strawberry and you name it. You're gonna, it's like an ice cream shop. And so kids start smoking it. They think it's cool. And now they're dropping like flies. And why this wasn't investigated? See, this is the double standard of the FDA and, again, government involvement. Oh, if the FDA says it's okay, it must be all right. Really? How many times can we go through any number of products that were approved by the FDA that amounted to deaths and mayhem? So, anyway, in terms of what to do, I guess that's the question. Now that it's the old business about the horses and cows run out of the barn, then you close the door. This should have been something that more people paid attention to early on. It's just another example of government and its ineptness, and we sit here, we fear the government, but yet what do they do other than create circumstances that are good for themselves? Anyway, I mean, even the dogs don't like it.
Well, I was going to say, what does Lassie say?
Right, Lassie says, So, all right.
Yeah, what kind of... not vaping right now.
Now, what about
one angle we've been talking about it around this, Doug, is this. It's illegal, as you mentioned, for kids to be buying these products because they deliver nicotine. It's also illegal to buy wine if it's strawberry or cherry flavored or something if you're under the age of 21. So you have governors now in Michigan as well as New York and California saying we're going to ban this legal product because we see people are abusing it and they're dying from it.
Okay, well, people, so ban the sale of liquor. Ban, come on.
Automobiles. How about automobiles? Tobacco,
exactly,
everything else.
Exactly.
How far does it go that a governor can actually use their executive power to say, I'm going to ban this product? What's next? I'm looking forward to a governor, maybe California, who says, guns. I'm going to just ban guns because people die from them.
Well, that's never
going
to happen because there is, in fact, a Second Amendment, so that's not going to happen. But I think the fear is that because there's so much that's unknown about vaping, and because so many very young kids are doing it, you know, they're doing it at 11, they're doing it at 12, and the dropping dead is happening so very quickly after they start. And I think that is what is very alarming. And they don't quite know what is causing it. And I think that's what it is. And they're pretty darn sure that the manufacturers have been a little bit nefarious.
I can't imagine they're on a group of lawyers someplace. Usually when something like this happens, there's a law firm or two or three of them that jump all over it. Has your family been affected by vaping? Call 888-888-888 and we'll save your life and get you millions. I figure that's going to happen pretty soon. All right, next up, the situation with Brexit and boring Boris. What a bonehead this guy is. I didn't know much about him before, but anything that I see or feel or think about him right now leads me to believe. And, you know, you look at the situation in Israel or you look around the world, and it's kind of the home. Never mind around the world. I'm looking at the same thing happening in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. The polarization. Like the mayor, don't like the mayor. Like the president, don't like the president. Bibi Netanyahu, don't like him. Like Boris, don't like him. It becomes a personality thing rather than an issue thing. The issue here is whether England survives heartily, economically, or doesn't. And because the European Union has so inculcated probably not a better example of how it worked than England's relationship on the island to the rest of Western Europe. And yet, you know, I'm of a thought, but Victoria, you probably have some friends and talk to and watch the people that I know over there are cheering the thought of having another election. And that seems to be more in the cards now than it was even a month ago. Is that true, do you think?
Yes. And there was a furious scenes in the House of Commons this week that really sparked a backlash. I mean, a furious backlash after Boris Johnson criticized the UK Supreme Court judgment, which was unanimous, 11-0, to use British phrase, which means zero, and used highly inflammatory language, and used language such as surrender and betrayal, and said the best way to honor the memory of murdered Member of Parliament Joe Cox was to get Brexit done. He deployed people versus Parliament, and said a number of other things. And he talked about there've been references to the dead Parliament, and a lot of other things. And so betrayal, traitor, and things like this. Now, what is extraordinary about this is that Joe Cox is a Member of Parliament who was murdered by an extremely hateful man a couple of years ago. Joe Cox was a Member of Parliament who campaigned relentlessly for Remain, in other words, to stay in the European Union.
Yeah.
And for him to use her as a way of saying the best way to honor her memory is to get Brexit done is one of the most disgusting, cynical things. And this isn't a political statement. This is just pure fact that he could possibly have done. The people in the Commons were so shocked, particularly since it then emerged that members of Parliament are receiving awful, awful death threats. And they started to rise from the benches to say that he was going to increase their death threats and that they now needed security and protection because of him. And he refused to apologize, moderate his language, and called it humbug.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the tone. I go back to what I said a few minutes ago. That's the tone of politics around the world and politicians. What's your take on this, Rick?
I have no disagreement with anybody. Oh, here's what I look forward to. I look forward to Brexit, and I look forward to the value of the British pound sterling dropping, so it's really cheap to travel through England. That's what I look forward to.
You self-serving son of a gun, you.
Yes, I am. I'll tell you what Joe Cox's widower tweeted was. He said he felt a bit sick about it, but he said never to demonize the other side and always hold on to what we have in common.
Mm-hmm. I think that's excellent. Excellent
that's nice.
Advice. We are one. We haven't been one since September 11th, and look what it took to get us to be one, in a manner of speaking. This is the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen. A question comes on a product that is new to the market called Curalin. What is Curalin? Curalin is an attempt to effectively supplement those people who have type 2 diabetes or on the way there. You probably know somebody that's a type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. This is for them. This is for you. Because Curalin will reduce insulin resistance. It will slow glucose, i.e. sweet, the sugary absorption into your system. And it will help regenerate pancreatic cells. That's one of the things that is an important part of this. 10 ingredients in Curalin that contain a lot of fiber. It helps the pancreas secrete insulin. I sound like a doctor now, right? What you want to know, the bottom line here, is that Curalin will promote stable blood glucose levels. And that's what you need if you are pre-diabetic or diabetic. You don't absorb sugar well. You need to check out Curalin.net. It is a really phenomenal supplement in my mind. Works fast, 100% natural. All the 10 ingredients will, and these have been tested and proven in scientific circumstances, to defeat the effect of glycemic impact on your body. If you have a problem with sugar, check out Curalin.net. Get the natural support you need at Curalin.net. Right now, the arrangement is $20 off the first bottle of Curalin. Go to the website, Curalin.net, use the code DJV, and get $20 off your first bottle. Once again, Curalin.net, code DJV. Save yourself, save your life with Curalin.net. Curalin at Curalin.net.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Moment or two on the, I guess going into the name department, because there's a people list too at Talkers Magazine. Netanyahu and Benny Gantz at number 10, Boris Johnson at 9, Charlie Baker, who is the governor of Massachusetts, number 8, and his play on the vaping thing. That's what got everybody's attention this week. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren at number 7. What I'm finding interesting is that Bernie is starting to target Elizabeth Warren now because she is pushing away into the number 2 position. Bernie didn't like that. They are two peas in a pod as far as their philosophies and programs and stuff. But now Bernie's trying to criticize her on Twitter. I think this is a losing, I don't know. I don't like either. I kind of like Bernie as a character. I don't have any, I care not for Ms. Warren at all. She's a senator from Massachusetts. Another grandstander. She's got some interesting ideas. My children love her. I just she leaves me completely cold. What about you, Rick, and the business between Sanders and Warren?
Well, politically, she actually came out ahead of Joe Biden in a poll this week, 27, and he was at 20 points, and Bernie number 3. So I can see why, because it seems like impeachment of Trump is going to really damage Biden's campaign. As for the policies, it's always amusing to hear how they think they're going to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Well, but it may be whether Biden is damaged or not. I don't see how Warren or any of these other people beat Trump, even as bad as he is, besmirched as he is. Biden is their only hope, because in the middle of the road, Warren is the wackiest left-winger you can possibly find. All right, Victoria, you get the final word.
Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope.
Well done.
Pocahontas. Either of those two. You can take that away from our conversation here on the Talk Radio Review. Thanks to Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Beginning of a newscast, doesn't it, huh? Well, I suppose in a manner of speaking, it is a newscast, or the news is from Hollywood, the news is from the world of movies, and the newscaster is one Charles Curry. Chucker is here with movie news on the Movie Moments portion of the DJV program. So, Chucker, I'm predicting that, and pretty easily, actually, that with the movies that are around this weekend, Devin Lane, good. That's a farm tractor dealership that I go to. No, Downton Abbey will be number one. Any argument with that again this weekend?
The tracking says this DreamWorks new animated movie, Abominable, will be number one, but Downton Abbey right behind it. It'll do well, though.
It'll do well. Not so. And you've heard, I don't know, I was just thinking about word of mouth and how everybody I know who's seen it has raved about it, and anybody that you tell the story to, they go, okay, I got to go see that movie. And so that's why I think it'll...
Would you go back and see it two times? Would you see it twice?
You know, it's interesting. Yeah, I was... It's like you were reading my mind. Synchronicity. Yeah. I might like to go back and see it again. I thought it was that interesting, that good. I'll tell you what I wouldn't go back and see again. I went to see Hustlers or whatever it was. General, I'm very disappointed... even though it's a true story.
Because
I don't like seeing her playing a role like that, frankly. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know any of the other actresses. They're all unknowns to me. She certainly is the focal point. True story. But I just, one of my colleagues, Victoria Keelan, said to me earlier, I said, I guess I'm not the audience. And she said, no, you are the audience. It's a bunch of, you know, white guys, old guys going to see that movie thinking about their pole dancing days. Well, maybe that's the problem with me. I never had pole dancing days.
Okay.
I never went, never thought that was attractive. I don't think it's sexy. I think it's gross. I think it's usury. And maybe that's what the movie brings out in part. But I didn't like seeing J-Lo smoking. I just didn't like it, period. Didn't
okay.
Like it.
You know, I recently played the Rambo music. Yesterday I got a chance finally. I wanted to see
you
Rambo.
You went to see Rambo? Yeah, okay.
Last Blood. So I go by myself. There's like three people in the theater.
Yeah.
I was hoping to like it. I'm a big fan of the Rambo franchise. This is the fifth entry in the Rambo franchise, the first spanning back to 1982, which was First Blood, a terrific movie. This is Sylvester Stallone's really second big signature character outside of
Rocky.
And I sat there, and I got to tell you, Doug, this movie, much to my surprise, was vile. It was sad. It was ultra-sadistic violence, and it felt cheap. And it really, in my opinion, hurts the legacy of the Rambo character.
Well, Stallone himself.
It's not unwatchable. It's not unwatchable. It's very watchable. It's not. I wouldn't say this is a bad movie. It just is so violent and so sad, so vile. It has no sense of fun whatsoever. And it really surprised me how a smart guy like Stallone could use such bad judgment co-writing a script like this. And it just, the character deserves so much more. Now, the creator of the character has gone on record to say that he has a big disagreement with Stallone and really feels like this cheapens the character. And I have to agree. I was surprised at what I saw. It felt like I was watching a Charles Bronson movie from the 1980s produced by Canon Films. That's what it felt like. Really grimy.
The Jewish, Canon, and was the other one that was the Jewish producer, did all that.
Mahan Golan was the head of Canon in the 1980s, did a lot of cheapo, violent, slimy movies that Charles Bronson was in. But this sort of had that same feel. I like watching Stallone. I'm a big fan. I like Rambo character. I've liked all the Rambo movies.
I've never seen a Rambo movie. Never seen
it. But not that it was bad. It's not classically bad in terms of, you can watch this movie. It's very, very watchable. It's just a very unpleasant experience. And like I said, this character deserved so much more. Hope they do another one and actually, forget this entry in
all
the
right.
franchise.
What do you see coming out this weekend that's going, you were talking about that animated movie. What else is coming out this
basically
weekend?
Basically, that's going to be the attraction beside Downton
Abbey.
So
you have? Are you going to go see Downton Abbey? You wouldn't see it yet.
I am not going to see it because I haven't seen the property. I'll wait probably for TV. But one other thing, the Netflix released a second trailer to its gangster film, The Irishman, produced and directed by Martin Scorsese. Mm-hmm. It looks really good. It's going to hit theaters limited on November 1st, and we'll have a big Netflix launch on November 26.
It's a very violent, usual Scorsese stuff, right?
It is, but it looks really good. Really
De Niro
good.
Hitting people in the head with a baseball bat, stuff like that. Okay. I'll pass, thank you.
All right,
Chuck Curry is our movie expert. He's here on the DJV program every day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.